Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, Real Talk.
You are inside the Friday Night Sleeper. What's poppin'? Hey, it is Friday, December 6th. Can you believe it? Man, it's the end of the year already. Like, what, 24 more days, 26 more days. And it's a wrap. It's 2014. Wow. Listen, bitter, sweet. I love the mood in America right now, though, because it's a mood of reflection. And so rest in peace, President Nelson Mandela. You have done so much. You've awakened us by your life, what you stood for. 27 years in prison, come out, elected president. We don't have any excuses. We got to get back to the business of really being about business. R.I.P. President Nelson Mandela. Listen, our generation has got to get up and do something. The folks who fought the good fight, they're old. They're leaving us. What are we going to do? Tonight, we're honoring the life of President Nelson Mandela. While we talk about some other things in the news, but personally, I don't think there's anything more important than that, honoring the life of this great man. Humanity lost a friend in Nelson Mandela. We'll be right back with Madam CeeLo Boston and the crew, Team Hyman Radio Network, TGIF.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. Burner. Hey. Yeah. She got it. Yeah. There's no reason to fight it. Them hoes hating in silence. Tell them hating hoes be quiet. Yeah, you messing with some lames. Got you tired and misguided. Hey, baby, you so fly. I'm asking, can I be your pilot? Yeah, you tired of dealing with lames. Playing all them little boy games. He thinking he the shit, but without you, girl, he just the same. Yeah, you looked at his car and you thought he had been staff. Till his mama called and said, boy, you better bring my shit back. But anyway, forget that. I'm trying to see what your heart like. You fooling with these jokers? Well, I can be your dark knight. Hey, don't expect that same shit. I go right. That mean I'm retired from that bullshit like car right. I'm potent, I know this. I poke you with doses of potion. I know it's gonna be hard to focus. I go in, take a break and then go again. She told me that she was wet, so I spread the water like Moses.
She ride all night and ride all day. I think about her as I lay. She got that good, Lord have mercy. Oh God, she ran, Lord, please help me. She got that Holy Ghost. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord. She got it. Soon as we get invited, I get so excited. She wetter than the seven seas, and she want my one-eyed pirate. I know lusting is a sin, but see, it's sort of ironic. Cause I don't wanna go to hell, but I'm addicted to to her fire. See, I roll up, show up. My palms turn to sober, and every time it go down, my third eye will go up. I go deep, she tell me that she about to throw up. I tag it, I beat up that dragon like show enough. I like it, I like it. These other hoes can't touch it. And I remember you when you was down before I busted. Ain't nothing else can change us. Can't nothing else come change us. I never pitch balls, so I would never change. She ride all night and ride all day. I think about her as I lay. She got that good Lord have mercy. Oh God, she ride, Lord, please help me. She got that Holy Ghost. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
Providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Hey, those who knew him, those who loved him over in his native land, called him Madiba. That was treasure. The one they adored, for the most part. And so, again, we honor President Nelson Mandela tonight, Madiba, for just being a giant that walked amongst us. But before we go any further, all the way live from Plant City, give it up, Chocolate. Welcome to the show, TGIF. Big up.
TGIF family, how is everyone doing? Also very reflective and quiet, as you said. It is a sense of
real
calm.
Somber.
Yeah, very somber.
Real somber. You know, amongst those, you know, who I walk with anyway. Social media is you know, definitely reflecting, and he was someone to reflect on. All the way live from Charlotte. Welcome to the show. What up?
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
Right.
It's been quiet today. I mean, like, literally quiet. You know, like, the daytime has a certain sound, but today it was quiet. Like,
I am not taken aback by the global response. I love how folks from all over the world are racing to Johannesburg. I love that.
Yeah.
I love the fact that people are pulling pictures out, you know, over the last 50 years, showing the work of this great man, you know, way before I was even born. Off the air, CeeLo just said, you know, she at her age where she is right now, you know, he was still in prison. Again, the man went to prison for 27 years, came out, and took over the country.
I'm telling you, it's like it goes back to what we were talking about the other night, about the breakdown of the family, the same time that he was fighting, began his fight, and, you know, they had started with the Vietnam War started. It was so many wars and conflicts that were going on at that time. And we're the product of it. That's what made it real for me, that we're the product of these people's fight. And it just really, it made it surreal. If you weren't grounded before, this is something that really made you just kind of, you know, plant your feet and see where you stand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what, you were reflecting on the other night, and so remember when at the end of the show when we were talking about something, but I spun into, I just caught a visual. I caught a visual of African-American women and how they were fighting for their rights just really 30 years ago. Just 30
right.
years ago, they were fighting hard, struggling for their rights, and how, you know, today, you know, we're twerking. You know, we're twerking and we're disrespecting ourselves and we're so promiscuous and we're so sexy, you know, I mean, which is a 180 from where we were just 30 years ago. And so I think, you know, President Nelson Mandela, I think brings it back into perspective that much more. Now, listen, Colin Powell last night described Nelson Mandela. Oh, my goodness. Colin Powell described Nelson Mandela as George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Martin Luther King all rolled up into one. I thought that was prolific.
So powerful.
Yeah. Right. But the thing is that it's that what was it? The one saying that I think it was like the most posted photo. I think it was on Instagram actually, and I don't have it up. Of course, I wouldn't, right? Because I'm trying to focus.
Oh,
it just pretty much is like, okay, if you're pretty much, it was saying something like, if your generation, like if you're pretty much, if you were made
okay.
to fight.
No, don't mess it up. This is way
too serious.
I don't
want to mess it up. Somebody find it, please, so he can say it.
Let's take a break. We'll come right back. You're not going to mess this up. You're in tune to TMI on the radio. We'll be right back.
We love you, Mandiwa. Now another.
But mind, and now I know it's just destiny. And I just wonder what's gonna happen when it catches me. Will it leave me face down in a Chesapeake, or will it just start bringing out the best of me? But is the best of me really just the worst of me? And if so, yesterday could be my anniversary. Instead of talk, sit, port, and have church with me. I'm trying to get rid of these ghosts that's cursing me. I feel a change is an absolute certainty. This what's going on is a state of emergency.
Listening to the best team, the best click in internet radio that there is, providing you with the best in entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
We are TM Hyman Radio. It is 9:16 p.m. I'm girl Hot Chocolate. He is the general TM Hyman. She is the beautiful Madam CeeLo Boston. And we are definitely in a reflective mood tonight on the Friday Night Cypher right here. Again, rest in peace to the great, the late great Nelson Mandela. And I have been trying to go back through my Instagram feed to find the quote that Madam CeeLo Boston was talking about before we went to break. And I can't seem to find it in my 1,000,000,000,000,000 likes of everyone's
did
posts.
Did you find it, Boston? You didn't pull it?
Man, listen, I zoned out. I forgot that what I was looking for. You know,
I have been trying to find it, and I can't. I don't know how it's not in here, because I'm going through the part of the feed that tags the posts I like, and I know
he has
I like that.
So many. He has so many, you know, don't fret. I'm not sure if many people even knew that Nelson Mandela had been married 3 times. He actually died. Third wife. We know Winnie. I think he was probably the most public wife that he had. Well, globally known. She probably, we knew her because she was married to him the longest. She was actually married to His Excellency from 1958 to 1996, you know, which was a long time. You know, they had some public ups and downs, but I think at the end of the day, we know that Winnie and his kids was right by his side the whole time, along with his new wife, whom he married in 1998 until his death. So, again, we are celebrating the life of His Excellency, President Nelson Mandela, who was born July 18th, 1918. Oh, my goodness. Look at the thing he has seen change decade over decade over decade.
Such a full life at 95.
Right, and that's the thing, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, like, I started thinking about my grandfather, like, and what, it just flooded me with thoughts of childhood and, like honestly remembering when he was released from prison and how the atmosphere changed then, and then when he became president, how the atmosphere changed then, you know, it's like, when someone is fighting for the justice of not just themselves, but for the people as a whole, people feel good to have their voice heard, even if it's coming out of one person.
Yeah.
You know, if you have the heart to speak it, you know, but the thing is that not everyone has the heart to speak the truth, though. And
well,
it takes a lot to
speak the truth and be heard. To speak the truth and it be heard.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people speak the truth, but at the end of the day, a lot of people, most people, aren't heard in the truth that they're speaking, because everyone is not appointed to really represent the people with the truth.
Right.
Correct. 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 I mean, you know, I know that, well, hopefully this helps in our progress, not his death, but the what he did, what he lived for, and what he
died. His life, definitely. His life.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like we have no choice but to honor what his fight was for. Because it was for all.
Look at the fact that, I mean, we can't really complain. I mean, America is way more advanced than it always was compared to Africa, which was a third world country, really. Even though there was a thing called, you know, white Africa, and
yeah.
the white
right.
Africa, you know, pretty much they dominated. They had all of the goodness of the land, while black Africa still was very poor, living off the dirt. And so look at what Nelson Mandela was able to do. But let's not forget, and let's not, you know, try to bypass what it took. Nelson Mandela was a lawyer. Many people have no clue. He was a lawyer. He wasn't just an advocate, you know, somebody pulling stuff out of the air. He was studied.
Right.
He was first. He was an academic. At the end of the day, and he started off very well-mannered, very friendly. But when he realized
right.
that he wasn't being heard, because, again, it was about a lot of corruption, he turned violent. And
right. Because that's what
sometimes
it was called for.
The lesson in that is you have to adjust to the situation, and you
right.
can't be timid. You know, in a situation where people are rigid and rough, you know, you got to stand up and scream and yell and bang your arm on the desk, too, sometimes to get people to understand that you're not playing games. And
absolutely.
Nelson Mandela, I think, is man, his death, to me, it should awaken the sleepy giant that exists here in America.
Right.
And it needs to be woken up immediately.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it is a jam session. I know we're honoring, you know, the man at the end of the day, because he was, in fact, the man and is the man. We want to talk about how we're going to keep his legacy going forward, because I think that's really what we're saying right now. He's woken us up. We are awakened. But will we go back to sleep tomorrow? We go back to sleep on the 15th? You know, or the 22nd, I think the 15th is when the final burial is. When it's all said and done, will we go back to business as usual once he's under the earth, or will we keep his legacy alive? I think I want to help to keep legacy alive. Hey, you're tuned to T.M. Hyman Radio. It's the Friday Night Cypher. Cheer up.
Come on, let's toast to champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight until the light. My whole team winning. No vision or grit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it. From the bottom, no one said it would be fair. Now I'm on this money, lounging like it's a beach chair. Papa don't preach, all we do is just reach here. Raise round, we just happy to be here. Spot them, got them, let your soul pay your dues. Why my doing magic, voodoo, Moulin Rouge. That's a tactic that they use. I'm high, then suck them dry. Before you know it, her Q7 is buzzing by. The queen pin to the kingpin, redeems him. The boat comes, the drums, my team wins. Yeah, this the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet
come
serenade.
Come on, let's drop the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight into the light. My whole team winning. No vision or grit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about
Supreme.
supreme ballers. All my got SBs. Triple doubles, both wrist and neck freeze. Triple doubles, two and tech squeeze. Triple doubles, two and check please. Woo! They love me on my Ric Flair. Woo! In that Phantom like I'm Blair Witch. Woo! Who are you to be compared with? Woo! Ain't no that you bled with. Caught cases, ran base and rolled aces. Lick shots or left bodies with no traces. Yeah. This the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet
come
serenade.
Come on, let's start the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight into the light. My whole team winning. No vision or grit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about.
My Ouija board don't ever lie to me. The best rapper living, I know who's alive to me. Yeah, the competition's all but died to me. Rah! I make these fuckers hide from me. This Sergio Tashini like we uphold. You just posing for them pics so you can upload. Yeah, this the life that we made. In the dark like a sweet
come on,
serenade.
Let's toss the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight into the light. My heart is
you say you will.
How you know though?
Just know that I know, I know, I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they f*** with me strong.
Hey.
And them
hey.
It gon' f*** shit but call money long.
Money
you
long.
Know that I know, I know, I know. Well, you know that I know.
You know
that
I know, sir.
I know that I know.
Yeah.
You a f***.
And it ain't a secret. I'm so official. They can referee it.
They know I
black
know.
Gun, white work. I got jungle fever.
They know I do.
28 on the scale.
Yeah,
all my
yeah.
Jokers eat
yeah.
Rich homies. Get money, break bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat your people.
People.
Every day like Thanksgiving. Everybody eating
fed.
I put
work
in the hood.
Work.
Let my homies grind.
Grind.
I do what I do to see my new
chance.
I know what I know, and man, that's all I know.
That's all I know.
I take 63 grams and try to make a four. That's a couple if I get it right. Wanna see my homies rich, cause this the life.
I know. Mean that you say you will.
You know
just know that I know, I know, I know. Them streets, they f*** with me strong.
And
them
f***ing
gon' f***ing your book called Money Long. You know that I know, I know, I know.
Well, you know that I know, and I know, and I know.
Hey, I know that you ain't that you claim to be.
No.
Despite how much money that I make, this shit ain't changing
uh-uh.
Me. I know, I know, I know.
A lot of these
that ain't lame to me.
I'm blown, I smoke, but I roll.
But the same that I came in with.
Rich homie,
I'm on the west coast in a low ride. Four bitches trying to leave with me. Ain't enough room and I don't know y'all.
I'm high,
you a low class.
Got a farm to for them narcotics.
Put tater on it, make it shoot silent.
Bro, do you profile?
I done made $1 million and I didn't go to college.
You
and
mean?
One of my niggas get locked up, fucking work, but believe he gone silent.
He don't know nobody, can't tell nobody but yourself. So believe me when I tell you that I know about
when
it.
When I asked your f*** about it,
she said, me and yo got it. The really, really left and I told that bitch.
I know, I know. You say you will.
How you know though?
Just know that I know, I know, I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they f*** with me strong.
And
them
f***ing
gon' f*** your book called Money Long. You know that I know, I know, I know.
Well, you know that I know, and I know, and I know.
I wanna see my homies rich forever.
I know some secrets I never tell them.
I got some birds, but I never mell them.
You in love with Instagram homies, and you ain't never mell them.
Yeah.
Pocket full of money, boy, I know the feeling.
Know the feeling.
I know they hating that why I lost the ceiling. In the drop head of the 71 colors on 8. Then my wife beat the arm with my hat to the back. Started from the bottom like Drake. But I'm with the same old that I started with. Same young so I'm robbing with. Ain't the have a problem with. Cause I'm automatic pistol, no revolver. And I know, said lay souls. Go against they guys. Playing like they real, real. Living in the sky. Homie, what you know?
I know, I know, I know. I know, I know, I know.
I stick to that, yo.
Mean that you say you will. Just know that I know, I know, I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they with me strong. And them they gon' just because money long. You know that I know, I know, I know. Well, you know that I know, that I know.
Talk radio show.
Real talk. Yes, welcome back. Welcome back. It's Friday Night Cypher. I am Madam Boston. We got the General T.M. Hyman and Hot, 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 Hot Chocolate. It's 9:31 p.m. here on the East Coast.
I just got burned.
6:31 p.m. on the West Coast. It's somewhere in the middle. Y'all can figure it out. But they can
figure it out.
Anyway. Well, guys,
and
yes.
I found the quote. This just
okay.
In, I found the quote. Okay, now, no disrespect at all to the passing of Fast and Furious star Paul Walker, but that's kind of what the post surrounded. And it said, it displayed a picture of both Paul Walker and Nelson Mandela, and the quote reads, "If you spent the last 5 days mourning the death of this man," with an arrow pointing Paul Walker, "for no reason beyond the fact that he was an actor and a celebrity, but you don't have a clue who this man was," with an arrow pointing to Nelson Mandela. And then it further says, "his contribution to history or the role he played in bettering the lives of millions, then you are without question part of what is wrong with this world."
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And it's a very statement. But, you know, let me say this. I'm going to speak on the Paul Walker death. I was very shocked. Like, okay, because, you know, the movie was supposed to come out, but what they've elected to do is put it out on DVD. And the proceeds from the DVD are going to be donated to a fund, the foundation or whatever that Paul Walker has.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to do the whole, you know, movie premiere type, you know, it's coming out on, you know, XYZ day at the movie theater. It's coming out on DVD on December 10th, DVD and Blu-ray, rather, excuse me. Yeah. So I was really, that really shocked me just for the simple fact that that is a major, in the acting world, that's a major statement. That's like saying we got the money to do the project, but we're so devastated by his death and the work that he did that we don't even want the money. We don't even want him to get just the, you know, whatever couple thousand he was going to get. He's going to get more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
By going to DVD. Right. So I was really shocked by that, but at the same time, like, there is some decency in this world, pretty much.
Yeah, true. That kind of hit home for me today. I'm at work, and I won't say her name. However, one of my coworkers, who is a beautiful young Cuban girl, she can't be any more than, I will say, 23, maybe 24 years old. And it broke my heart. It absolutely broke my heart for her to tell me that she did not know who Nelson Mandela was until some of us educated her. And I had to kind of give her the benefit of the doubt because, I mean, although it's not really an excuse, people of other cultures, nationalities who are not African-American or interested will say in the cause that he lived and died for would not be interested in it. And I kind of had to attribute it to the fact that, you know, that wouldn't be something that her culture is interested in. Like you, we were talking kind of off the air that our the younger generations now are lost to that fact. They're not fighters. They're not warriors like the older generations who are passing, like, you know, President Mandela is. It doesn't seem as though they're willing to put up the same sacrifice for.
Well, they haven't had to. They haven't had to. I mean, they had a. You know, they're the generation that had parents that wanted to give them everything and be their friend.
Right.
You know, I mean, because they experienced the struggle of their parents and their grandparents, and most of, I'll say even, I'll put myself there. Most of us vowed to not to want to live like they lived. In turn, we have messed our kids up. They are not accountable. They're not responsible. They haven't had to work for anything. And at the end of the day, they're going to put all our asses in nursing homes because they're selfish.
Yes, yes. Well, I tell mine all the time, I'm going to make sure I have enough money for y'all to put me up in the highest form of Shady Pines. Just make sure that you wipe the drool off me, make sure my wig is straight, make sure I got on some lip gloss, and I'm fine.
All right, change my diaper. You know,
ain't nobody changing your you are, ain't nobody changing your diaper.
Yes, they are. They're going to have to. Well, I'm throwing it, okay? I'm throwing it straight up.
I'm throwing it.
Yes. It will be like what Cooley High on, like, that monkey went to go see and poo on Pooter's shirt. But no. I know, right? But, like, seriously, like, we did say, no, our kids, we are not doing our kids like that. We are not going to torture them. But the crazy thing is that I was raised by an older woman. So it's like my mentality was old anyway. When I had my daughter, I had my daughter cleaning her room at a year old. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as she could start walking, she could start going to put her stuff up. And I made time for her to put her stuff up. You know what I mean? Like, because it was instilled in me. And I made her read, and I did everything that was forced on me. I forced it on her. Not every single thing, but, you know, for the most part, the stuff that resounded to me the most, the parts that I felt made me stronger is what I tried to share with her, you know. But a lot of parents don't do that. And, see, there is a fine line between parenting and friendship. Because the thing is, you are supposed to have a certain type of friendship with your child, but not to the sense of, it's almost like being that responsible friend. You know,
I don't think that child and friend comes in the same sentence, period. I think you strive to be friendly with your child. But you do not strive to be your child's friend because at the end of the day, when you're your child's friend, there is no authority figure. And then when you want to pull rank, they're looking at you like, what's wrong with you, girl? Hey, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. I mean, I ain't even going there. It's 9:39. PM on the radio live.
I'm rolling.
I'm on that rolling you. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling you.
I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cause this shit profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could the. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that sh. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get them, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with them. And my mouth twitching. Clutching on the kickstand. Moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man. Who gon' ask his friend? For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't f*** with. What about. Oh, you don't f*** with that. Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh yeah, your car on E. I f*** with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is gone, next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. F*** a regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hyman Radio.
You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. It is 6:43. Out there in Santa Ana, California, 943 in New York City. A hip-hop informer, that dude, T.M. Hyman, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. And it is the cipher, but we're honoring Excellency President Nelson Mandela, who passed away yesterday in Johannesburg, South Africa. The world is grieving. But at the same time, we're simply reflecting because there's nothing to be mad about. There's nothing to be sad about. In fact, I feel quite proud. I am an extension of Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela was I'm going to say, crowned His Excellency the year that I graduated from high school. It was almost like, 2008 for those of us here in America when President Obama became president. I've always really been into African-American history. I used to study folks, like Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey and Martin Luther King. And, I call him a mentor, but, I studied a gentleman by the name of Reginald F. Lewis. Look him up. His wife, Lydia, was left with a $1 billion grocery chain. He was an African-American man. He built a grocery chain, and was the first to do it here in America. Beatrice Foods still exists today. Again, Reginald F. Lewis. You got to know your history and know what's going on today in order to get to where you're trying to get to tomorrow. Nelson Mandela is an extension of all of us, and his legacy must continue. Again, Colin Powell described him as George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Martin Luther King all rolled up into one. He was in prison for 27 years. You have no excuse. You have no reason why you can't get up, get out, and go get a damn job.
Well,
it doesn't matter what the job is. It doesn't matter what the job is. You got to start at the bottom. You got to start at the bottom to get to the top. Now, I don't want to paint a false picture either, because Nelson Mandela was not a poor. He was actually a part of a royal family over in the Union of South Africa. He was a lawyer. He went to major colleges. So he wasn't a peasant. He didn't struggle. So let's not get it confused. He was a lawyer. He was an academic, and he rose up. But what he did do, just like President Obama is focusing on health care for America under his administration, President Nelson Mandela, apartheid,
right,
and dismantling, you know, racial, you know, issues, you know, that the whole, he tackled institutionalized racism, poverty, you know, anything that focused on fostering racial reconciliation. That's pretty much what he focused on, trying to rebuild and move beyond that white domination. The key is this. He helped a nation to forgive, and they moved forward, and they became better. We got to keep that legacy going forward in this country.
But
I digress.
That goes back to he was the father of that nation. You see what I'm saying? He became the father of the nation. Now, what you were just saying kind of goes to, is a beautiful segue, I feel, for this story that was actually, it was breaking news the beginning of December. However, I just got it yesterday. There was a Pennsylvania judge that was sentenced to 28 years for selling kids to the prison.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, all right. So what is this about, Mark? Sia Varela, something like that, Jr., a 61-year-old former judge in Pennsylvania, had been sentenced to nearly 30 years in prison for literally selling young juveniles for cash. He was convicted of accepting money in exchange for incarcerating thousands of adults and children into a prison facility owned by a developer who was paying him under the table. Now, the kickbacks amounted to about $1 million. This man was selling children and adults to the prison system, okay? Now, at this point, supposedly, Pennsylvania Supreme Court has overturned about 4,000 convictions that the former judge, issued between the years of 2003 and 2008. So that's 5 years that they're, you know, pulling back from, claiming he violated the of juvenile. Right. And the thing is they say that the juveniles he sentenced were as young as 10 years old.
Oh, my gosh, disgusting.
Okay. He was convicted of 12 counts, including racketeering, money laundering, mail fraud, and tax evasion. Then ordered to repay $1.2 million in restitution. So, you know, this goes to, this is one of the pure examples of what we as a community have been speaking about for years. It's one of those things that regardless, wait a minute. The death of Nelson Mandela is also, I need y'all to, for real, strap down and watch what's about to come out the closet, though. Because every time somebody dies, you know, slowly but surely, there's going to be other people that's going out, but they ain't going to die. But you know what I mean? That there's going to be a lot of stuff that comes out after this. Not necessarily in a negative, or I don't mean in a negative light for President, I mean, you know, for President Mandela. I mean, as far as,
Let's take a break. You get that thought together, and we gonna understand what you're saying at some point.
Yeah, because I'm a little lost there.
Yeah, me too. Let's pause and come back. Don't lose the thought, girl. Don't lose it.
Write it down.
Okay. After this.
I'm
that wouldn't be me if I ain't get a little nasty. They say all I talk about is sex.
How about we just pull over and do it where we at? How about you just lift that skirt up? Ooh, we can be bad. That place that ain't been touched. Wanna bump, bump, bring it right back. Watch me, I'ma heat it up, beat it up. Ooh, know you're tired of the usual. I can give you more than the usual. Got your regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual. I'm not coming with the usual. Got your regular, tell you what. You gon' feel something unusual. I wanna do freaky things you never do. What if we did it while your friends was in the room? Is that too much for ya? Don't you feel bad? Let us see your sex. We can make a sex room wherever we go. Take it to the restroom. They ain't gotta know, no. Watch me heat it up, beat it up. Ooh, hey. Do you hear me, girl? Watch me heat it up, beat it up. Regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual. I'm not coming with the usual. Got your regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual.
Restaurant, check. Cinema, check. On the hood, check. Other car, countertop, check. Balcony, check. In the jet, check. Oh, on the beach.
This, that, other shoe. You know you asked for it. I might just send you some money to get your passport. So you can come to my city, I take you all over. They hit you on the balcony, so don't fall over. Send me your picture, baby, you know I never leak it. I know you got something recent for someone decent. Why you laughing out loud? I'm serious. Bring your girl if you a little bi curious, please. Please don't story telling the others. I promise you gon' love it. I would never let you down. Feel like I might have perfected all the things that you expect, and you gon' know it when you bring your ass around.
Know you're tired of the usual. I can give you more than the usual. Not your regular. Tell you what, let me tell you, gon' feel something unusual. Look at the many love faces you're making. But can you take it?
Ooh. I thought I was nasty last time.
Let ow, go. Ow. Tim Hyman Radio ow. Live.
That's right.
Ow, ow. Yeah, no, for real. Well, Friday Night Cypher. I'm Madam Boston. It's Tim Hyman. And
what's up?
Hot chocolate. It's 9:54. We only got like 5 minutes left of the show. Thank y'all for rocking with us.
That's right.
For constantly rocking with us. You know, we love you guys. Thank you very much. Send us some emails. You know, send us some music if you're an artist or if you have an artist that's
Radio
want to promote.
Live at gmail.com. TMI Radio Live at gmail.com.
And someone will contact you. Also, if you're interested in having your product featured, or you want to buy some advertising time, hey, hit us up.
TMHomradioLive@gmail.com.
Yep.
Hey. Yes. So, look, I want you guys to have a safe weekend. We got some good stuff lined up for you guys. We're coming to a close of the end of the year. Only got a couple weeks left. What are you guys doing for the holidays? You going back home or what?
Hey, I'm going to be in Florida. If you're in Florida Sunday, December 29th, come on out, Jonathan Nelson. I'm not sure if you follow gospel music, but many of you do. Come on out to the Sanctuary Church of Tampa. Again, Sunday, December 29th, big end-of-year celebration. Jonathan Nelson and a whole bunch of just raw, awesome talent helping to usher in the new year. Come on out. It's going to be awesome. It's a free event. Come on out.
That sounds awesome. And I am going to be here for the rest of the year. Will not start my travels abroad again until after the first of the year. But Lady Eloise's birthday is next week, so I'm going to be partying it up for the rest of the month.
That's right.
Catch me wherever you can. Drinks on me, drinks on you, drinks on whoever. Let's just party.
No, that's right.
Birthday.
I'll be
1 year older for Faith. Call me the more mature one.
I know.
Absolutely.
That's right. Okay, you are definitely mature.
Yes, I am, and I'm loving it.
So sex itself.
I heard it. I changed it.
Back Monday, 9 p.m. Same place,
I'm
same time.
Get my, cut mine all the way off. I'm going bald. The hell with this.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Yo,
I've been there. It's so liberating. Do it.
I'm about to go do it as soon as we get off. I don't know what it's going to look like.
I don't understand why y'all cut your hair off. And then y'all go out there and then y'all buy wigs and weaves. I don't get it.
I don't do it. You know why? Because it makes my head itch, and I'll snatch it off anywhere. So I don't do it. I already learned my lesson.
And right now I'm in a transition phase where I wanted to go natural. So the weave is a way for me not to do any chemicals on my own hair so that it can grow out and, you know, I can see what my curl pattern looks like. But 10 years ago, I was a complete number one against the grain, and it was the best experience of my life. I wore it for almost 8 years. I never felt more beautiful. So, ladies, if you're afraid, you know, people out there calling you bald-headed, telling you that you're not pretty because of your hair, it's only hair, and you are not your hair, in the words of India Irie. That cannot be the most true statement that I have ever heard in my entire life. Telling you, you'll love it. And it brings out your features so much. Oh, my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you for rocking with us tonight. Again, much respect goes to the late, great Nelson Mandela. Our prayers go out to our brothers and sisters, to the nation of South Africa. Hey, thank you for sharing this great man with us. The world has been impacted by him, but we should recognize that he belonged to you. So thank you for sharing him with us tonight. Back on Monday, 9 p.m. God bless everybody. Good night. Let's get out of here.
Whatever you do, it well. All right, baby. Thank y'all later.
We are that super team, Empire Radio. Until next week.
Talk radio show. Real.